The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Styling City Diaries,
brought to you by your crazy, fabulous, and favorite cousins, Prinny Ray
and Amber Lowe. Yeah,
oh, you're doing it wrong. Sorry, you know what? I'm still in woo. You know what? Next week, we go again. Okay.
We have a very special guest today. We have Rebecca Garten.
Hey, guys. Yes.
Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. I didn't know you guys were cousins.
Yeah.
You know what? People always say that they don't know, but we feel like we say it all the time. We actually tattoo it on our heads, but everyone's always like, wait, hang on, you guys, how do you know each other?
Now I'm looking, I'm like, oh, actually maybe I can see some similarity, like I can see your family.
Do you know what sends people? It's because I'm mixed race, so
yeah, because you have similar noses.
We do.
But where are you guys from?
So I'm half Turkish, half Sierra Leonean.
And I'm half Sierra Leonean, half Nigerian.
Mix up.
Where are you from, actually?
So I'm Ghanaian British, but I was born and raised in Nigeria.
Oh. So do you identify as Nigerian too?
I used to.
Yeah.
But then now, as I'm getting older, I think I just say I'm British, Ghanaian, Nigerian.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't pick one.
Yeah.
So how long were you in Nigeria for?
All my life.
All your
life. So I was born in Ghana and then literally 2 months later I then went to Nigeria with my parents were there anyway. And then I was there till I was 17 and then I came here for A levels.
Oh my god. What was that like transition like?
Horrible.
Oh. Really?
Because I went from like a private British school to like a public school, but because there was no space at the time, because I came in October, so it's like I think in England you have to like pick your schools from young or something like that.
Yeah.
Ended up going to this ghetto gangster. There were police at the doors.
Wait, do we?
It was in Eltham. It was like it was quite racist at the time. So I went south
east side.
Yes, I was just. It was very mad. It was very mad for me. I'm not gonna lie. Shout out Cranwoods. It was ghetto gangster though.
So what was it like? I guess like adapting to the culture, and it must have been a lot all in once,
was,
right?
Because obviously back then, like being quote unquote a freshie, it wasn't cool.
Right.
Like being African, I feel like wasn't cool when I moved here. Yeah. So it was like, I was just like this mixed race African girl with auntie shoes. It was like, it was all
not
wrong.
Auntie shoes.
No, it was because I did. Obviously, what was cool in Nigeria?
Yeah. It's not cool.
The
yeah.
little Clarks with, you know, the nice shoe.
Now look,
it was not. Everybody was wearing those, you know, those like shoe trainers. And they would be like up to here.
What, kickers?
That one.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get it.
No.
School kids are really mean. No. Like, I think on the scale of like mean people, it's like old people, school kids.
Yeah.
School kids are mean.
They're horrible. And none of my schools had school uniform. So I've never had a school uniform in my life.
Were you brought up?
So I live in North London in the Archway.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, and the state schools there, loads of them don't wear uniforms. So even the schools around me don't wear uniforms.
That would be horrible.
So it's like you have school, like constantly every term you're buying clothes, which is for school. And then you're buying clothes, which is for like going out. But then you end up wearing your going out. It's like you can't wear the same top like twice in a week.
That's too much stress.
And it's like, oh, is that what you're wearing to school? Like, like every day, like in the evening, I'll be like, all right, so what am I going to wear? Like, what am I actually going to wear to school?
Yeah,
I'm literally 13 years old. Like, who cares?
Yeah. I couldn't do that.
Awful. I can't believe you didn't have police outside your school.
I can't believe you guys did.
Well, because the way my school is, we got like three other schools. And basically, the Ellis boys used to come down to beef the Burley boys. So they would have police as well. So like, or if the Parley girls want to come beef the LSU girls, it's like,
This is scary. Everyone just needs to do their homework.
His name was PC Akan. We'd be like, all right, PC Akan, what, you're going to get us chocolate from the shop, yeah?
I actually cannot. I'm just like,
there is a lot going on.
Me, I was just scared. I used to be like, Dad, yep, come and pick me up on 3:30 on the dot. Oh, you just need to be up. I was scared. No. Like, you know, the kids that would go in the school bus apparently was part of the school experience. Nah, that was not me. I did it once. I said, never again. You are picking me up because you brought me to this country to suffer.
I didn't ask for this.
I didn't ask for this. Look, I almost tried to run away. I was mad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I hated it.
We're laughing. But this is really
sad. No, but you know, it was actually fine. But it was at the time, I literally thought, what have they done to me?
So when did it get better then?
Uni. I think uni. And
where did you go to uni? In London or out?
Yeah, London. Okay. So I went to University of the Arts. So I did fashion PR and communications.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So at what point did you realise, I'm not doing fashion, I'm doing the music then?
Do you know what? I always wanted to do music, but I have an African mum. Right. So it was just, it was kind of like...
That rings a bell.
Yeah, like being brought up in Africa, it's like being a musician wasn't cool. There weren't many female artists. So it was kind of like, well, no, sis, you're going to go uni, get a job and get married and have some kids. Done. That was the plan. Mm. So obviously I did musical theatre for a bit. And then my mum was like, I know.
She's
I love
talking your language.
I love musical theatre. And then I was like, I really want to go study. And my mum was like, no, you're going to uni. Obviously, every African mum wants the graduation picture on the wall. Do you get it?
So, and then, then they get it. And then what?
And then what? It's like...
Where do we go from here?
Well, then we go to marriage, isn't it? And then we get the marriage talks and the kids.
It's never ending.
I hate that transition. Yeah, I hate that.
But it's like, I gave you one, but it's like, now I need to give you the other thing. But yeah, no, and then I think I did... So I worked in sort of... I did buying at Topshop for a little bit.
Okay.
And then I was like... And then I did like some Fashion Week, like PR stuff. And then I just thought, nah, this is... It's not
what was it about, like... That was just like, no.
I feel like with PR, you kind of have to kiss ass a little bit.
I work in PR. I work in the beauty sector. And
you do?
Yes. Yeah, yes, you do.
You do. You need to
I'm like, hi, babes. Saw on Instagram, you had a lovely weekend. How's your dog? Yeah, so basically, would you like to feature my product?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like...
It's like, I don't even actually care to fucking write about it.
How I felt, I was just like, I can't, like, I don't want to do
this. I'm joking.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, nah. Fashion was just, I love
fashion. I think fashion's harder as well because it's very cutthroat and everyone is so like catty. It was very catty, like, energy.
Working in Topshop was mad and it's all women.
Yeah.
On the buy, like the buying and merchandise, it was all women. I was just like, the only good thing was there was like a closet. And of all like the stuff like that would be bought and just wouldn't make it on the shop floor, and you could just go and pick an outfit for the weekend. That was the best thing about it.
Yeah, that's an amazing perk.
Yeah, that was a good perk.
I would love to have free items of clothing.
And then Topshop was lit.
Yeah. I always wanted to work. Like, I wanted my first job. I thought I was going to be like working in JD or Topshop. Printing out my CV, going,
really?
I've never held a job in one of these clothing stores.
Oh, I did.
Have I worked?
I worked in Game, and that was like the best.
I worked at Karen Millen.
Oh.
No, look, I realised very quickly that sales associate life is not for me.
No.
It's hard.
Well, it's not for me.
I worked at Arsenal merchandise store and I was just like, it's bloody not for me. Hell. I was like, get me on the tills.
But you know what it did? It exposed me to knowing my rights. As a shopper, did you not get customers that come in and giving you hella cheek? Like, they know all the rules and they know all of the, like...
Do you know what? The Karen Millen women were very, like, no, darling. Yes, darling.
Yeah, because that was before Karen Millen was owned by
PLC. Yeah, when Karen Millen was lit and overpriced. Yeah. Now, I feel like it's not... Not that it's not lit, but it's just not as...
No, it's owned by...
But then having, like, a Karen Millen suit was like, oof, like a little jacket. I was like, oof.
Now it's gone down a bit.
Yeah.
Well, I think loads of the, like the Karen Millen, like the Whistles, the Jigsaws, like those were like those were like the yummy mummies of Hampstead Heath walking
the little poodles,
you know, going to talk to Ruth over coffee, you know, that's what they were wearing.
Yeah.
Go to Jones Bootmaker.
Yeah, for real.
But, oh God, what a throwback. Yeah, so fashion's not it. No. So then you got into music.
I got into music and then I was just kind of like, okay, do you know what? I did a cover of Emily Sandé, just nothing came of it. Like, no one ever paid attention.
Where did you put it out?
On SoundCloud, where it did like 1,000 streams. It was like, okay. And then I thought, oh, you know, I thought, you know, you just think, I'm going to put it out and I'm going to blow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't happen like that. And then one day, like, luckily, I started working with like P2J and Ari. And then one day they were just like, do you know what? Come and record a demo for us because they want enough. I think it was meant to be Jhené Aiko was going to sing it, but they just needed me to just record it.
Yeah.
Recorded it. And then they sent it to Krypton Konan, who actually thought it was already her on it because we have quite similar tones.
Yeah.
Right.
And then when they found out I was this girl from Kent, they were just like, actually, we're just going to keep you on it.
Aww.
And then that's how I ended up doing the three songs on their album. And then that's how it started.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's quite lucky.
What's for you? We say this all the time.
Yeah.
What's for you will never pass you. True. You know?
Hallelujah.
So that had to happen. The SoundCloud thing had to happen.
Yeah, it had to.
It had to.
It's still on there, I think.
I'm going to go.
More numbers.
Honestly, don't. Even when I listen to the vocals now, I'm like...
It's so funny though, isn't it? Because back then you probably thought, this is
look,
sick.
Yeah, I thought,
I'm doing things.
I thought, I was like, Emily Sandé, please go sit down with this because you cannot even come and chat to me because I bodied your song. Now I listen to it and I'm like, Emily, you should slap me in the face.
Now I know why it was only 1,000.
Yeah, days. Yeah. I'm like, actually.
That is so funny. But what's that feeling like as a musician? I guess like every time you put something out, you're thinking, yeah, like, this is going to be it, like it's going to go viral, and then maybe if that doesn't happen, like how does that feel?
What happened, like for example, like when I did my first single from my EP Don't, obviously it was such a big song. It was like I went to LA to record it with like the Rascals. It was like spent all this money, and then no, that didn't blow. It did really well, but it didn't do what I thought it was. I thought
I'm out.
I was like, I'm Beyonce now. Like, no one.
Don't
like,
chat to me.
I was ready to change my number. I was like,
I can't go Tesco.
And look, I was like, these hoes are my sons. Like, I was like, I was gassed.
That's
and
literally
then,
us every time we put out one TikTok.
We put out a TikTok and we're like, I'm like, God.
I'm so famous. 20, my 5 years.
20 views. I'm like, oh, don't. I'm like, Mom, you can't even go Tesco. You can't go. They know who you are. They know me. Who knows me? Me and my two little followers.
It's mad. I literally am. Look, and it didn't happen. And I was like, I think with music is. I always say this. I know it sounds bad, but it's like, you know when you have a baby. Well, we don't have babies. Do you have babies?
No.
Okay. Well, you know when you have a baby and you just don't know if your baby's gonna come out ugly or buff.
Yeah.
And then you think your baby's buff, but then you don't know if you're gonna be like, do you think my baby's buff? And then someone's like. I feel like that's how it is with music. It's like you think it's amazing, but then you're not quite sure if other people.
Yeah.
I know it sounds bad.
But sometimes I think like, sorry, drawing the link to the baby thing. I think like, if the baby's not, but I think the parent knows in my head.
I don't think so, because I'm not going to lie. Some people have definitely been like, oh my God, my baby's so amazing. And in my head, I'm thinking, obviously, I don't want to say anything bad because I believe in karma. No, and I really don't want God to like... give me an ugly baby. But sometimes in my head I'm thinking, and I'm quite outspoken, and I'm very African, so I feel like with Africans we don't have a filter. I will literally be talking to my mom, I'll be like, Mom, that baby's ugly. She'll be like, you haven't even had your own yet. I'm just like,
no, but why is that me? God, I'm really cool my mum out here, but they're like, let's say someone's had a baby, we're like, we do the look and we're like, but just don't say it. And like, and then I'm like, okay, but mum, really intrigued, like, is that even a nice baby? Like, let's just be honest, like, it's fine, like, it might be really pretty, so like, scared. When it's older, but like, let's be honest, like, why is everyone lying?
It's,
like, just don't compliment
I'm just
it.
Like,
just be like, congrats.
It's like they'll grow into the face.
Yeah, they'll grow into it, but like, why are people forcing this? Well, it's so beautiful. No, it's not. It's an alien. And
I'm
that's
not gonna
fine.
Lie. I just like, say congrats.
My brother came out as an alien. I had to say it.
Yeah. You know when they come out and you're like, they're precious, but like, you're so beautiful. But it's like, it just came out, like, it's swollen. There is nothing beautiful
about
this.
Yeah, because
they
get like a cone head sometimes if they use the... I'm not gonna lie, I'm prepared to look at my kid for the first time and be like, you know what? I love you and that's enough.
Yeah. Like, if you can't, I'm just gonna be like, look, you birders. But it's all right.
But you're going to grow into it because I went through an ugly, very ugly phase in my life.
Yeah.
Look, it was very
mad. Character building though. Everyone has to go through an ugly phase. Very...
If you were ugly when you were younger, you are it now.
Because you got the personality.
Yeah.
You had to work on it.
Because if you didn't have the looks, you had the personality. You had to have personality.
Yeah. You had to.
And now you have all of it.
Yeah, because as a toddler, woof. You know when it's like, for me, I feel like toddlers are never cute. Nah, toddlers are never cute. You know when the teeth are just missing?
No, do you know what age?
It's mad and the nose is always running.
Seven, yeah. When the teeth start falling out.
Oh, the one big tooth.
It's the one big tooth for me. Whoa.
No, when my tooth fell out and I was walking around the one, my mum's like, I beg, just get rid of that one. There's just no teeth.
It was mad. People always used to be like, you should get braces. I'm like, no, I love my gap. Even as a young, yeah, I small. Gap, but I'm Ghanaian, so it's natural. Yeah.
Gap gang.
I like gaps.
I really want Invisalign, but more to straighten my teeth, but I really want to keep my gap. So it's like, I can't do it without it. So I've just said, you know what?
They have to close it?
Yeah, because Invisalign will literally tighten you.
Yeah. So that's why I'm hoping when I do my teeth, because my gap's so big, when they do come together, I'll still have a gap.
You're going to get Invisalign.
Yeah, so because I just want my gap just a little bit smaller. And then I've got like gaps around here. So I just want to push them in, straighten them, and then do composite bonding.
Yeah, bonding
to just make everything longer. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, I'm gappy ranks for real, boy. Sorry, I have to make fun of myself.
You're
yeah.
so funny.
No, literally. This is like, I feel like this is a bit of me. Like, this is like how I am.
Do you know what? I always make fun of myself. I just think you can't take life too seriously. Yeah.
Like, why so serious? Like, why so serious?
Yeah, do you get what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, I can't do it. We was talking about this the other day, weren't we? Like, serious people just.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Bad vibes.
Like, why?
Just crack a smile. Just be happy. Just laugh.
Although, I do understand with the weather, though. It is bad vibes.
Okay.
I'm very understanding with the weather because when I look back at my snaps last year, I was sunbathing in a bikini.
I was.
In May.
Yeah.
So it's like.
I was on the balcony. I'm from home.
I'm part of bad vibes gang, I think, at the moment.
Because of the weather. Yeah. Understand.
I'm over it now.
How are you feeling about hot girl summer? Like hoping the sun comes out. What's the plans?
June 21st. Right. Let's point of view.
If we think it's going to happen.
So point of view, June 21st. Weather is banging.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm not going to lie. Pum-pum shorts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Straight to it. Yeah. Yes.
Pum-pum shorts.
Pum-pum shorts and bikini top.
And even if my stomach is not right then, I'm going to wear the crop top with my chest.
Yeah. No.
Do you get it?
1,000%.
Yeah. I love it.
When
do
lay
you
the
pay
wig,
my bills?
Yeah. Do you get it? I'm going to lay the wig. It's going to be, look. Even the wig might be too much because I want the air to blow.
You know the ones we have.
So I'm going to have to do a braid, a humble braid or something.
Any guys on the scene?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean,
is that a bit invasive?
No.
I'm just asking because if June 21st comes, are we just
No, I do have a partner. Yeah, okay, I do have a partner. Right, okay. I mean, but still going to be a hot girl summer.
No, of course.
Period.
Literally, like, mind your business.
No, I'm like, mind your business.
It's literally mind your business.
Yeah, okay, great.
Like, don't watch my snaps.
Yeah, no.
Because I don't want you to be upset with anything you see because, honestly, this summer is just everybody live your life.
No, literally, this summer has to be one for the books.
Yeah, it has to be.
Because the way we've been locked up for so long, I'm trying to go out with a bang.
Every day, all day.
It's awful.
Although, look, I mean, we've said that, and since they've opened the streets, I get tired quick.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Yesterday, I was at a family party. I was like, okay, 12 o'clock, it's time to go home.
I was like, no, straight away, I was like, oh, my legs are. I'm like, where's the chair?
I haven't worn a heel in so long.
Oh, yeah, I wore heels the other day, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, you did.
And I did Chloe Ting that day. It was my first Chloe Ting session. And then I wore heels. The next day, fire burn me. My thighs were literally on fire.
Yeah, no.
And the soles of my feet as well. I couldn't on my toes. I was like, as if we used to do this.
Even on my heels are just underneath my bed and I'm like, really?
Mine are collecting dust.
Mine are dusty. Because now I love trainers, man.
Feeling comfortable.
Like even now I ask my friend, oh, can I wear trainers to the rave? If she's like, yeah, I'm like, okay, I'm coming. But if it's like, no, I'm like, I don't. Yeah. Going to a club, like a nightclub doesn't excite me anymore.
Oh, no.
Love a good house party.
I love a good house party. Go for drinks or something. Yeah.
Like a bar where we're sat and there's music. So if I want to shake it, like I can.
But I sit down, drink my drink.
Or like a party that you can wear trainers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I always used to, like, when I was at uni, I would always wear trainers, like, everywhere. And I'll just get really nice, cool, like, not when I say sparkly, like, I had, like, bronze, not sparkly ones. I had, like, bronze, like, Nike Cortezes.
Oh, bronze.
Why are you laughing?
I'm stuck at the bronze.
When you said sparkly, I was like, sparkly trainers.
Imagine like Lily Kelly's. No, so, and I remember writing a blog post like wearing trainers on a girl's night out, and it's just pictures of me like proper dressed up to a T with trainers on.
And the thing is, I know you thought you looked so like a spice.
I thought I was it. Like, I'm the main character. Like, I'm so like special. Like, look at me, my trainers are all in your heels. Like, oh, look at me, I'm so cool.
But you know, that's actually me. Like, sometimes I'll go out and then I'll be like, obviously in my head I'm a celeb, so I'll wear my little cute bag with my trainers, and in my head I'm looking like, you know when you're on the table, you're looking at girls like, I don't even have to wear trainers. Like, that's how lit I am. I don't even have to wear heels. But in my head, I'm like, no. And then I look back at the pictures and I'm like,
what were you doing? You should have just worn
the heel on and respected like, your whole style.
Was it that deep?
Was it that deep? Yes.
Yeah, I hate that though, like looking back at pictures and it's like, was I all right? But in the moment, it's like,
it really works.
I'm the shit.
Yeah.
That's me, really. Looking at pictures from 2 weeks ago, like, who are you?
No, because I'm I feel like we always say, like, I'm a different person every week.
Yeah.
I'm a different person every day. Like, I'm not who I was last week.
No, I'm not. My hair even changes with my mood. So it's like, I'm definitely not who I was last week.
I have to wake up and see. I was like going to go out with a friend. They was like, what are you going to wear? And I was like, I don't know. I need to see how I wake up on that day. Like, who do I want to be on that day? Like, what's my personality?
Yeah, I completely agree. Because some days you're just like, I want to be classy. And some days you're like, I'm
ratchet, don't catch it.
Yeah. Agreed. Sometimes you're in your city girl's bag and you're just like, I'm going to take your man, so I'm going to wear an outfit that's going to take your man. She go at me.
Period.
I'm ready to respectfully. Steal men. Respectfully.
Like,
I don't want your man, but I know I can take
him. Do you get it?
Yeah.
That's the outfit. That's the outfit.
Whole conversation is ending.
Basically, guys, June 21st, girls.
It's going to be mad.
Had your kids, had your wives.
Maybe had your wives.
Had your wives. Maybe.
Had everything, boy.
We heard.
Yes.
You went to a party with Drake.
I did. Yeah, I did. I did.
I really want to. We want to hear about
this.
We need the tea.
You know what? Let me sip.
Okay. What? So basically, I was in LA for Grammy week, and then my really good friend PJ Kev. He is friends with that group. Obviously, he's from LA, so he's friends with that group of people. And he was just like, "Look, Drake's having a party. Come through." So it's like me, one of my managers, and I thought I invited ZZ, but I actually didn't. Because she brought it up on the episode. But I guess it was just two of us. But in my head, it was
not you not remembering.
No, it was me and my manager, but in my head, there was a third person.
Were you a bit lit at this point?
The maddest thing is I didn't even drink. So I'm just like, who is the third person? But
who is she?
ZZ
literally was like, on the show, I was like, yeah, you came. And she was like, no.
You must have been like,
I was
you
like,
know that meme, the woman in the court, like, she's like
I was literally like, oh crap. But yeah, no, we went. He was really nice. Like, it was, do you know what, American celebs are so nice. Yeah. He was at the like door and thanking everyone as they were leaving. Aww. Like, thank you for coming.
What does he smell like?
He smells nice.
Oof. What was the hug like? Tight, soft, loose?
It was more of a handshake, but it was a nice grip.
Okay.
It was firm.
I'll take the hug, but yeah. Okay, handshake. Yeah.
But you know what? The handshake in my mind, I was like, you're a respectful man, and so your husband material.
She's moving mad in these streets.
The hug would have been like, oof, like, I would have maybe held
my
on
champagne
a bit
too tight. Happy.
But it was like, it was a firm grip. I was like, oof, okay, maybe I can take you to my mom. But no, it was really nice. Like, it was, American celebs have a good, like Meek Mill was there.
All
was like, they were
Americans, like, I think because British people are very reserved and very
anti.
Americans
we're not so
are
open.
Not
yeah.
like that. Look, going to the strip club, it even showed me a whole different. I was like, whoa. They don't like the girls. Like, obviously, it was the first time I went. Obviously, I was just doing a humble, you know, $1. You know, I didn't want to touch the stripper too much. Mate, the American girls were like dragging, doing a dagger, like putting it in the. I was like, oh, it's just
scary.
They are very free with it.
I can imagine, like, the girls were like, don't touch me, just give me your money. Whereas there, it's like,
I can't even imagine.
No, I went to, I actually went to
a
British, I went once for my birthday.
What are they like, throw pound coins?
I thought it was that, but it's actually £20 notes or £5.
Yeah, because it's a
lot. But you pay £20 for a dance, but not a private dance. But it's like, the strippers are really skinny.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not body. Giving.
It wasn't giving me. LA, it was like, whoa. I even fell in love with a stripper at one point. I was like, I am in love with you. Like,
I'm in love with a stripper.
Literally. I was in love. I even told my partner, I was like, because he came with me once for Grammy week. I was like, I'm in, like, you might have to leave you because. no. she got my heart. No, literally, at one point I was like, should I go back again?
Like, he's probably thinking, the fuck?
Like, what is going on? Here? Like, do you know, but I get that. Like, no, sometimes I see girls and I'm like, I don't know if I...
Honestly, all the time. But you know what it is? I think it's because they're so buff, but it's not even like you're, it's not like you're like feeling them like that, but you're just like,
it's the energy, the confidence.
You are buff.
Yeah.
And even if they're not like the most amazing, it's American girls, the way they hold themselves. Let me tell you something. Even the girls that are like maybe a humble 5'6", they hold themselves like they are a 10. Mm, so even the energy, they move to guys.
What do you feel about that? In the British context, because I think it's difficult. Like when if I'm on holiday, it's so much easier.
Yeah,
I'm African. We don't move to men. Men move to us. I'm not gonna lie. Like growing up in Nigeria, you wouldn't. It's like It's like in the Bible. It says, "He who finds a wife, honey."
Okay.
Like let's take it to the scripture. I am not looking. But so I feel like my way of moving to a guy would be the eye contact. Right, you know when you see a good looking guy in the club and you're like, well, let me give him the eye so he knows. Yeah, it's like, okay, so you can talk to me now?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then...
That nod of, like, consent. Like,
you can whereas American girls are going to be like, yo, like what you saying? But like, I love it. Yeah. I wish I had that... I hate rejection, though.
That's the thing, yeah. I think it's a rejection.
I think that's what it is with English women. Like, we don't like rejection.
Mm-hmm. And also, I don't know, not that the men are childish, but I think, like, especially in London, the circles are so small that you can imagine they'll be, in a group chat, like, rah, like, pretty that Ray girl, tried to move to me.
It's mad. I think that is it as well. Like, London is too small. England is too small.
That's why I try to date people from, like...
Different postcodes. Yeah. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter, you know. Yeah. I always say, guys, like, don't cheat on me because someone's going to always find... I'm going to find out. They're always going to find me.
There's always a connection. England
even if it's from Birmingham, they're going to find me, so don't do it.
That's so true, yeah.
Because it's mad.
We need to go. I'm telling you, LA is where the guys are at. I think my husband's in LA right now.
I'm not going to lie. Your husband could be there, you know.
Someone else, I got to go.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
Your husband
could be... Don't know why he's laughing because she ain't even that funny, but it's fine.
Yeah, but your husband is... Definitely there.
We need to go.
Tomorrow?
Should we book a flat? I'm on
trust me. And even like networking there, it's like
amazing. How many times have you been?
I've gone for Grammy Week twice. Ooh. And then I've been three times and then I went for like to record and do like press stuff.
So what's it like just give me the insight so I can understand, like, you know, life of an artist, like just like flying to LA, like what's the vibe, like what kind of things you get up to, or is it like really is it not as glamorous as we think it is?
Do you know what, LA is, it's not as glamorous, like it's, I don't know if it's glamorous, like it's nice because obviously you're flying there, you get there, you go into different events, like obviously growing up you wouldn't think that, oh, I'm gonna be in the room with Drake or Meek Mill, like, oh, Diddy's... I'm going to go to a party. I think I went to whose party? Some DJ anyway. And like in the party, some DJ. He was on my... Oh, I don't know who it is. But it was a DJ. And it's like, I was just dancing like opposite Diddy. Like, it's just like, oh, it's Diddy. Like, it's like...
And you've got to act natural though, because you don't want to be like fangirling. You know,
because I have pride. Right. Again, I always say it's the African in me. Even if I, in my head, I'm like, I'm a celebrity. Okay, bye.
Exactly.
But in my head, I'm screaming. Yeah. But it's like, I can't do it out loud. But it's,
I feel like we all have main character syndrome and I'm living for it.
But it's bad. Because sometimes I really want to just be like, can I take a picture with you, please?
For my Instagram. Let me show my friends.
But then I have just, it's the rejection. Because what if they say no? I'm like, nah.
Then it's awkward. Then it's like, I can't even dance.
And I'm still like, dancing in front of you like...
I'm just like, I don't want to do that. But no, it's nice. Being an artist and going away is nice. And I feel like they really love English people out there. Mm. Like, they love the British over there. It's like crazy. So yeah, it's just nice. Grammy Week is really nice because like even everyone from the UK is over there. So it's like you're all hanging out. Like people maybe in the UK you wouldn't like normally hang out with. You get to really get to know and go to events together. And it's nice. It's nice.
Seems like just the perfect like networking scene.
Yeah. No, honestly, for networking is fantastic. There's so much opportunities out there. Even you guys should definitely go.
Don't mind if I do.
Tell me twice. Go for Grammy week next year. Like, honestly, it is worth it. For any creative, it's worth it.
God. So what do? You just show up? Sure, you got to get an invite or an
no,
in.
No, so what you do is you just find out the dates that Grammy Week is. And trust me, it's you just make sure you are in LA. And you'll just find that people will just invite you to
like
things.
Parties. Yeah.
It's, you'll just naturally get invited to things. So it's like...
My friend went to LA with work. And she was staying on her own. And she was just like, oh, I'm just going to go out. Like, because I'm bored, like, I'm not working right now, it's the evening. And she just took herself out and then met these people. And there's like, oh, where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. There's like, yeah, come out with us. She was a party with Diddy.
Yeah,
I was like, what? She was like, yeah, they took me out every single day that I was there. She was like, I was going to mad places. I was like,
yeah, nah, they're proper, like, you trust me, Americans are so friendly. You'll walk down the road or you'll be eating lunch and they'll be like, and everyone's a creative in LA, I find.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
We were in IHOP. I was with one of my managers in IHOP and we met actors and they were like, come out with us. Like, we'll invite you out. And they invited us to this like cool party and there were like so many actors there. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't really my scene, but it was still like really
just
cool.
Just being there.
Yeah. So it's like, trust me, it's going to LA, you'll just...
Mate, we got to book the flight.
No,
we
got to book the honestly. Flight. Honestly. I'm looking.
But you have to find out when it is because Grammy Week is expensive.
You're going to be there?
God willing, next year, yeah. Because obviously this year we didn't go, so
yeah. Oh God,
I want to go next year.
That means next year, if the streets are open, it's gonna
everybody's
be
everybody's gonna go
mad.
Yeah.
Mad.
Everyone goes anyway, but it'll be mad.
So what have you been working on musically?
I've been working on my second EP.
Yes. Yeah, exciting.
Huh?
Is it exciting?
Yeah. I am excited.
When is the release of the? You have a release date yet?
I haven't got a release date yet, but I'm hoping I'll be putting it out by like July, August. But some of the singles should be out by June.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh, that's really soon.
Yeah, really soon.
How have you found working on your EP during these difficult times?
No, it's been mad. It has been mad. It has been very mad. And it's like when lockdown happened, I was going through a breakup as well.
Oh, no.
So it was like, it was worse. And right. I was like, but it gave me so much to write about. So it's like my EP is like, yeah.
Bit of a diary, would you say?
It is, yeah. It's called, I can tell you guys the name. It's called Thanatophobia.
Mm.
Was it called? Thanatophobia, I don't know the pronunciation, but it basically means it's the phobia of losing someone you love. I didn't know it was actually a phobia. I didn't know there was such a thing as
I got that,
that.
That's me.
Yeah, but it's a
I
phobia.
So
but I
triggered.
Yeah.
I
know. Wow. I really wanted it to be something like people could be like, I actually have
relate
that.
To that.
Because
yeah.
we all have that. Like every woman has that. And man probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, women so, yeah. yeah. Men can be a bit, you know, a bit heartless. But
No, I actually think they just have like really weird coping mechanisms and a lot of trauma.
Yeah.
Because deep, like, come on, you miss me. Come on. Let's be honest.
Do you know what it is? I think I've realized that with women and men have a delayed response.
Mm.
So, like, let's say if we go through a breakup, a man will feel it. It's like he'll be like, yay, I can sleep with everybody I want to and party and no one's going to tell me shit. Whereas a girl, we're going to feel it. And then literally in 3 weeks, we're going to be like, who was that guy?
And then they're like, oh,
and
no,
that's when
her.
They're
yeah.
coming back. So it's literally, I don't
that's
think
that
they have
toxic thing happens if then you get back.
Back and forth.
Yeah. 100%.
The man goes, let him go, sis.
But you know what? Sometimes it can work.
Yeah. Sometimes you need that bit of that space. Separation, the space to really like focus.
But then
like,
sometimes there's no space because you're just keeping each other's lives during the breakup.
Why are you guys triggering me?
No, literally.
I know. I'm saying this. I'm here. I'm like,
going for a lot
like
right
triggered. But yeah, no, it's mad.
Oh god. Yeah. So okay. So it's. Would you say like healing songs, or how would you describe like?
I don't know. Like, so for example, there's a song. So the introduction song is called 16, and it's kind of like a diary. So I talk about my ages from 16 up to 30. And it's like every age I talk about where what I thought my life was going to be. So when I got to 30, like, I thought 21 was going to be like the most amazing years of my life, but I was actually in a very abusive relationship. So I talk about that. Oh, so it's like I'd literally go through what I thought it was going to be versus what it was. So it's kind of like a, it's not even like a song because it's like, it's no, there's no structure to it. So I wouldn't say it's healing. It's more just being honest.
It's very honest.
It's very honest. Like there's a song called Forget the Boys and it's more dancey. So it's got Afro elements to it, but it's like, it's literally what I would have said to myself. If looking back at my 20-year-old self, I would have been like, sis, forget the boys and just live. I spent all my 20s like in relationships and forgetting myself. So it's literally that,
I'm but really excited to
I'm
listen
really
to
excited and I feel thanks, like guys. That's exactly what I need.
I need these songs.
in this period of our lives.
Literally,
it's what we need.
How would you kind of, I guess, compare the sound from your previous EP?
I think that was more like old school R&B pop like vibes. So it was very upbeat, very like just upbeat R&B. Whereas this is very mellow. It's very like calm. Like it's like it would go under like, so people that listen to like Jhené Aiko, Sade.
That sort of,
it's very soothing R&B. It's not like, it's not rave music.
We need that.
Nice for like this long drive.
It's like at home, chilling, cleaning, drive.
I love doing that. And you just put, you find the album like slow and smooth. And then you're cleaning, you're getting triggered a bit, but you're like singing your heart out. And it's like, this song bangs, let me play it again.
I love when the lyrics are deep. Like,
I'm a lyric girl, so I love a good lyric. I don't really listen to beats. I listen to the lyrics.
What are your, like, obviously I know it's a bit triggering, but like for heartbreak, like I have a few like go-to songs where I know the lyrics are really gonna do it. What would you say are yours?
So Somebody Already Broke My Heart, Sade, that one, very triggering. You can definitely sit there and sob and think about your life. What other one? Summer Walker, Over It, or Off of You. That one, that's a good one.
That one really, that one really gets me too.
That's a good one. I'm thinking what else?
We've got a heartbreak.
We've actually got a playlist.
We've got two playlists that we made before we were formerly Her Style Secret.
The podcast, okay. Yeah, we changed the name.
And we had
Her Heartbreak Secrets.
And it's basically just playlist of like sad songs, but it takes you through the motions,
takes you through a journey. So it's like, okay, I'm really sad we broke up, all right, now I kind of realize you were shit and I'm getting better.
The
oh my god, I really miss you, like come back into my life.
That is real, you know,
that's how it goes.
It's love is mad.
It is.
I feel like I want to go home and have a good cry now.
I am a crier.
I love crying.
I'm a Leo, so we I can cry, boy.
And when you haven't cried in ages, and you're like, I just need a cry.
I
just need a cry, and then I know, like,
I'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just cry.
What kind of cry are you, like, look in the mirror crying?
No, I'm
sound
not.
Effects, like.
It depends. So if I'm heartbroken, like, let's say, I don't know, a guy's cheated on me or done something mad, definitely a sound effect. I'm a sound effect. But then sometimes, obviously, you want to keep it cute because you're thinking, you already broke my heart. And then you're thinking, but I still need to look cute. So it's like, I don't want to do the most.
So I then
do like the whimper. Because like when they're in bed, like when you're in bed, but you want your man to know that I'm upset, but you don't want to do like an ugly cry, but you want to do the... That is me. So I do the little nostril
and like,
thing.
You're right, you're like... Sorry.
Yeah.
Babe, you're right.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny,
That is me. I just think it's funny.
I'm in bed crying, you don't even know.
And you don't even care.
You don't care about me.
My favourite line is, you don't even care.
That really gets them though. Yeah, but it's like, why are you confused? Because you don't? Like, you actually
don't care? Do you know what it is? I think my partner is just very much like, he's so relaxed. He's just like, bruv, that's what you think. That's what you think. Like, if I'm here in the relationship with you, then I care. But if you want to believe that, cool.
Do you know what? Not to play devil's advocate, like, I get that as well.
It's
like,
I do get it.
It's like, girls do all this, like, you don't care. It's like, if I didn't care, like, I actually would not be here.
But do you know
right
what it
now.
Is?
I just want that affection.
Yeah. Like, I think women just want reassurance and love. And I think, unfortunately, not unfortunately, but a lot of human nature is we get comfortable. Like, especially men do tend to get very comfortable. So I think a lot, not all, but a lot of men forget to still give that same affection and love that they did in the beginning.
Yeah.
But I think once men get you, it's like, okay, bye. You're part of the furniture. Like, they don't feel like they have to work to keep you.
That grinds my gears.
Grinds my gears. Because like, I don't change. I mean, the headscarf is the only thing they may come in full effect. Like, and maybe I won't look cute all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't change.
Yeah.
But I sometimes feel like maybe it's like social media is what gets in our heads, because sometimes I find myself being like, well, this guy doesn't have two heads. Like, he's doing this and he's buying flowers. And what are you doing? Like, nothing.
But is it social media or is it like, I don't know, like, obviously my parents were together for like 35 years, but my dad bought my mom flowers every Sunday. Like, and he would always do very thoughtful things to make her feel special. So I know it's not, and it's not like he was the perfect man, but either way, he did what he needed to do to make sure his partner or his wife felt loved. So I feel like he didn't have two heads. If he can wake up and do it after three kids, then you can wake up. I just think this younger generation is very fast. Mm. So we don't stay in relationships for like the longevity of things. It's more like
we're in this now.
If it lasts, it lasts. It's very like city girls, city boys, like whatever. Guys are just like thinking they're rappers, but you're not. And girls think they're city girls, and
but you're crying at home.
You're crying at home.
And that is me on Twitter, like, having a hot girl summer with a tear in my eye.
Yeah, it's like,
my friend was saying that yesterday. She was like, you always, like, you put this, like, facade on, like, not facade, but, like, you, like, anyone who sees you will be like, oh, yeah, like, she's a bad bitch, like, you know, no one can tell shit. But she's like, but you talk to me on the phone, and she's like, you're just a pussy. Like,
look.
Really and truly, like, look at you crying because, like, your man ain't texted you. And it's like, come on. And I'm like, yeah, but that's how it is. Like, I'm a city girl, for a heart, I'm going to cry.
This is me. Like, if you see me on social media, you'll just think, look, last week I was sobbing my eyes out, but today, on social media, I'll still be posting pictures,
crying, right, capture that, don't care about no one. Look,
sometimes I look at the caption, I was thinking, sis, you were dying in your room that day, girl, but okay.
Go off.
Okay, go off. Go off. And then, you know, you want to trigger your man with your captures, so you're like,
you know when sometimes you're on a bus and you think a caption? I'm straight on my notes. Oh, I'm like, save that for
I save my captions.
Ready.
But sometimes I then read them back and I'm like,
that's a bit.
Do you want to get in trouble? Like, do you? Maybe you need to think about it. Like, maybe you just need to just keep that. Just keep, like, that for maybe when you're single.
Just like, think about it first.
Yeah. That is me. That is definitely me, boy.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. So I guess, like, with your... why am I acting like I can't do it? With your music and your style, and I was listening to some of the lyrics and they're very, you know, naughty, giving us a bit. How do you balance that being in a relationship as well, but also wanting to kind of show that sex appeal? And
do you know what? Luckily, I don't think he really cares about the lyrics that much.
That's good.
Like, he just always says, I mean, when he does something that hurts me and I write a song and I'm like, this is about you. He's like, nah, in my head, none of yours. Like, I don't take it. But the good songs, he'll be like, yeah, I know this is about me. I'm like, brother, you need to chill. But I mean, he doesn't, I don't think he cares. I think he's more how I'm dressed,
Okay.
Obviously, it's kind of like, well, you are not going online in underwear. That is what we're not going to do. But I think lyrics-wise, I don't think anybody, whether man, woman, should put a down on your creativity. But then saying that, I wouldn't date a rapper, because if he was saying I fucked 6 million hoes, I would be like, well, what we're not going to do.
Because you didn't fuck no hoes, relax.
And then in my head I'll be thinking, so wait, on this day, did you really do this? I'm doing the math. So it's like, I know I couldn't date a rapper because I wouldn't be able to take the lyrics because I listen quite deeply to lyrics.
Yeah.
So sometimes I do think, I wonder if he's going to listen to this. Because I have a song called Still in Love and I'm like, really insulting men, and I'm at one point I'm even like everything you've done to me I'm gonna do back, so how would you like if I was out here on these streets? Period. And I was thinking, oh, I wonder if he listens to this.
Babe, but I just want to let you know, I'm just thinking about a bag.
We're just securing the bag here. Yeah. But then if I'm pissed off, I might just throw it in his face, like, you need to listen to this song.
I love doing like sending songs, like, by the way, this is how I'm feeling
shade,
today.
Yeah, shade. I'm a very shady person. Very shady.
Welcome to the gang.
Honestly, I should be in Real Housewives of Atlanta because I'm shady. My digs are mad. I wouldn't date me because my digs are so painful. Sometimes I listen, I'm like, yo, you are a bitch. Okay. But yeah.
Sometimes it's just...
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm the dig queen. Yeah, I'm bad.
Sometimes you just gotta let it out.
Yeah.
Be you.
Yeah. But I think because I'm not an angry person, mine is like underhanded digs. So I'm going to let you know I'm angry, but it's just...
Because your voice is so smooth. I can't even imagine you like in an argument. Like, yeah, do you shout? Just same tone? Just harsh words or volume?
I shout, but it's just high-pitched. So I don't really get angry.
Yeah.
I just more get upset.
Oh, okay.
Saying that. I used to work at Club Doors and I used to get angry. So actually saying that, I do get angry.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
God, what was working at Club Doors like?
It was actually good. Yeah. It was very fun.
It must be entertaining.
It was, like, it was very night, entertaining, but it was very, yeah, it was very mad. I had a guy punch me in the face once. I know. It was very mad because he didn't want to pay to get in. And he felt like I was being rude, but I think sometimes when you're just like, it's £20 and you're not smiling, people just think you're being rude, but it's just £20. And he thought I was being rude. So his partner, the girl he came with, I don't know, his partner was like, you're a bitch. And obviously for me, I was thinking,
how can she stand there? Let you get punched?
I think it was with an ex at the time. So I'd had an argument that day. So I was ready.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, what we're not going to do, sweetheart. And then she had to put her hand in my face and then he punched me. And I was like, that was funny.
Was there blood or?
Oh, no. Okay, luckily, good. It wasn't mad and security like beat him up after. It was very, very dramatic.
We learned it.
You know, but it was entertaining though. I've had some mad situations. I realized how rude people are.
Mm.
Like to people they feel are quote unquote less than. Mm. Because at the time I was doing music, but I wasn't like maybe as popular or as, my music wasn't as known as it is now. Mm-mm. So people used to treat me like...
So you don't even know who I am. Like, so relax.
Do you know what's mad? I still had a really good 9-to-5. I was working in finance at the time. Yeah. I was doing that and doing music. So it's like, do you think me making this little bit of change, it's just a hustle for me?
Yeah.
So I was like, but I realized how badly, and actually it made me, I never treat people badly anyway. It doesn't matter what you do, but it made me now more conscious. Like when I go into like a bathroom of a club, I'm greeting that lady that's sitting there because I'm just like, you can't, like the way people used to treat me, I used to think.
Yeah, like I like to have like conversations with like, I'd say like the aunties in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah, I have conversations with them.
You know, they're there all night. Yeah. So many people are probably like trying to ponce chewing gums and this and that off of them.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just give the money. I'm like, do you know what? I don't want like sell that product to someone else. And they're so thankful for just like that 5-minute conversation.
100.
And stuff. And then they give you more toilet roll too. And you're
Trust me, they take care of you, you know?
Yeah.
Spray perfume, everything.
I've ripped my dress before.
On a night out?
On a night out. So I was on a date with an ex and the zip of my dress just basically bust. And I went to the toilet and I was like, auntie, like, can you help me? And she's like, oh, like, I don't even have needle and thread. Like, we tried to figure it out. And then my ex was like, luckily, I bought another dress with me at the hotel. I don't know why, but I just bought another dress. He's like, let's just go back because we had dinner reserved, whatever. She gave me, she's like, take my cardigan. And she's like, you can bring it back to me. So she gave me her cardigan. So I'm like running out.
That is get onto so the cab, lovely.
And then, like, my ex like ran it back to her. So he's like, let's just give it back to her. And I was like, she didn't have to do that at all. It just pays to be nice to people.
Yeah, yeah. But it's mad. But I see the same people that used to be rude to me now.
And they'll be like,
oh my God, I didn't know you were a singer. And I'm thinking,
bitch.
You just love things don't know about me.
Trust me.
You don't know who people are. Like, you don't. Just be nice to everyone.
You should be nice. It doesn't matter. I would say the same people you see on your way up is who you're going to see on your way down. Yeah. So it's like,
facts.
You just be nice to whoever because you don't know when you're going to need that person. Mm. Yeah.
That is very important.
Yeah.
Big facts.
Better start being nice.
You're not like, that bad. Actually,
no, I'm not that you're bad. Not that I'm bad. All right. I'm just shady.
I'm just shady.
Doors.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'll probably be nice, but in my head, like, you'll do something and in my head, I'll be making fun of you in my head. Like, yeah. Oh my God, did you see what she just did? Yeah.
That's me.
That's me. I'm so shady.
No, I'm like, oh, yeah, say lovely to see you. And I'm like, to me, like, I don't even like this bitch. I would
fuck yeah.
Like, so, like, I don't even want to say hi. Like, what? I'm like, no,
that's me.
Oh, yeah, you are. Oh, God, I'm yeah, really you like, are like that.
Like, they'll literally turn their back and I'm like,
you know, we're getting there, baby.
Yeah, we're
steps.
Getting there, though.
It's good, it's good. Working
like,
on it.
Now, what's that mean when she's like, oh my God, so obsessed with me?
Oh, the snip from Love Island.
From Love Island.
Leanne.
Oh, what was her name?
Leanne. You know, when Mike and Leanne, and he was going up to her and he walked off and she's like, why is he so obsessed with me? Like, oh, get off.
That was a funny season. I really hope Love Island comes back.
They said it's coming back.
Oh, really? Back. Oh, that's good.
It's really exciting.
I didn't watch that. See, after, like, the Molly May one, I was just like...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, the last one was kind of lit.
Yeah. I just need them to put, like, people with different sizes, different, like, bodies.
A bit more inclusive, like, yeah.
Just different looks. It's I just find that everyone is the same. And that like, everyone has work done is, like,
the
where
only
natural
season
girls
that
at?
Was really different, I think, was the Molly May season. Where they had, like, different...
Well, they had Leanne. Was that the one they
no,
had Leanne?
No, they had Yuande, that one. They had, like,
yeah,
Yuande,
that's when
Amber,
they started.
Anna.
But I also... Don't you think that it's also, like... Not in a rude way.
Protecting her.
But. No shade. But I'm not going to lie. I would not go on that show. Because it's, like... The guys there... go for a type of woman.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like, I'm not gonna lie, if I went on that kind of show, I would definitely have some major insecurities
yeah.
after.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I said it to my sister recently, I don't think it's a show for a black woman or even a mixed race woman.
No,
I just
yeah.
think it's...
Even a black man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because nobody was going for Michael.
No.
In the beginning, yeah.
Nobody,
that's true.
It was only... Leanne and
even
then,
she wasn't even on him really
yeah no. But in the beginning it was kind of like, oh, let's hold on to each other
yeah we're black
and then
yeah.
Priscilla came and was like, oh, another black, like, it's just like I want to see more than two, like I want to see five, like,
well, mix it up a bit.
There was that one season rock that black guy, he was in that music group, he was a rapper.
Oh, Marcel.
Oh, that Marcel.
Was it? I was in Blazing no, Squad.
Oh, don't tell no one, but I was in Blazing Squad. Tells the whole fucking island is. But he
was banter though. Literally. I liked him a lot. I did really like him. I'm not
he
gonna
gave
lie.
A lot of character.
No, he did.
But no one was going for him. Like, no one went for him. He was on his own full time.
But I guess if you're going to go on that show, you have to work on yourself. I would suggest doing therapy because you know you're just going in for clout.
Yeah,
like,
you
I'm
know,
just going to get my numbers
yeah.
up,
you're
and I'm going to come
your numbers
out.
Up.
And...
Yeah.
Because it's
you
hard.
Know, like, yeah, you're, you know, going in for that. You're guaranteed followers. You're guaranteed jobs. Your life is going to change. Even Ovi, we all forget Ovi. Ovi went on that.
I love him.
I know. I'm not feeling. I don't know about this new hair though.
You know what?
I just love him.
I'm not really a hair on men girl.
No, not my guy. I don't
maybe
like
dreadlocks.
Not my man.
But and even dreadlocks, you know when it's the baby stage of the dreads?
You need
let's
to be in
break
hiding.
Up in that stage and come back
when
it's
long.
Grown. Yeah. When you're offset and you're, you know, it's the locks are reaching.
Because they look like, you know that snack? I don't know
I
what
can't.
It is. You know Twiglets?
Yes,
that's what they look like when they're really small.
They do, and they're just.
I just don't. Yeah, I don't. I just. It's not for me, man.
Yeah, my ex went and got braids. Do you remember? And I was just.
I
like,
you see braids.
I used to do that.
I could never date a man with braids. No, it doesn't even matter
when
what
I
your
say,
face
I mean
looks
the single,
like.
The,
Jesus.
Yeah.
No, it's really stressful.
It's scary.
My ex, he'd
they
get
look
it.
Good.
No, they think they look good. He'd get it, but then when we're off, he'll cut his hair. I'm like, but that's not fair because
when
I you know,
needed
that's what
that from you, yeah.
They're doing it on purpose.
Why are you doing the growth?
They're sabotaging you.
I just think it's mad. Like, why would you grow your hair? And
no, stop that.
But you made a really good point about
I'd break up
therapy.
With you.
Who? I need therapy.
No. If you're going on Love Island.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I think any creative job, you need therapy.
Yes.
I think it's very important that as a
are you in therapy?
I've had therapy before. Yeah, I think it's important.
Do you recommend it?
Yeah, 100%.
How do you deal with negative comments and also the fear of cancel culture?
I mean, the fear of cancel culture has definitely made me more scared to be myself because I, again, have no filter. So I am the kind of, even the Love Island comment is I didn't want to say it because I was I didn't want people to be so it's I feel I do have the fear where I'm for example, when I moved here, in Africa, people say half caste. But right, I moved here and I realized it was racist, but I've always called myself half caste because in Africa, it's not a racist thing. Mm. So it's I think I tweeted it once and someone had to literally quickly be we don't, in England, it's not said.
Right.
It's mixed race. Yeah. And I was just oh. But for me, a lot of things I don't find a big deal, but I know a lot of people quite sensitive. Mm, yeah. Even this new, how people talk to someone, whether that she's a she, them.
Yeah. Yeah. Pronouns.
I'm not going to lie. I don't understand. I need someone. I really need to research it because I don't get it. Mm. And for me, whether you call me, I said once on Clubhouse, I was female. They were no, we don't. That's derogatory. I said, I'm so sorry. What? But that is what it's been since female. It's a female. Yeah. But apparently now it's no, because you wouldn't call them, I don't know, she was explaining it to me because a female could be a plant or something or animal. I was I'm so sorry, but this is
literally eggshells.
Yeah, it's really difficult
from now on.
Yeah, I feel now I just don't talk as much, because it's you don't want to get cancelled.
Mm.
But maybe something that may be such a sensitive subject for you may not be
for you.
Deep. I don't, not in a rude way, I don't care about pronouns. You can call me whatever, call me female. You can call me she, you can call me her. It doesn't bother me. So, cancel culture is definitely, I don't know what to say now.
That must be so difficult.
Yeah.
You can't fully express yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I feel a lot of people feel like that. There's so many things I want to tweet and then I have to think, I'll just delete it. And I just thought, do you know what? It's you can't really be yourself. Or I may want to post a picture, but I'm well, you know, if I don't wear makeup, if I don't look a certain way, if I've put on a little bit of weight, well, someone's going to... And people do leave the... I just delete the
really?
Comments. Yeah. And now on Instagram, thank God, they've done this thing where you can actually put words that people... So if people even try and type it, it will cancel it.
That's
really good.
Yeah. So you can do hate words and stuff. So me, fat, lesbian, because people seem to love... you don't have big boobs, so you're a lesbian, or you have short hair, so you're a lesbian. I was
where's the
first of all, I don't care, because even if I was, what? But I don't know why you feel like that's such a derogatory thing that you can throw in my face. Yeah. So I was just I'm just putting that word there, so you cannot.
Are these people that follow you?
Some.
Because I find that so bizarre.
Some
are
fake pages.
You
I get
someone?
A lot of fake pages.
Really?
Yeah, I get a lot of fake pages.
It's really hard. The whole trolling culture, I just don't get. Have you got to chat shit about me?
There's one lady
chat?
That everybody, we all get I think her name is, I don't even know, but we've all got trolled by her. So now there's even this thing with Instagram, you can block all the multiple accounts that they make.
So you block the person
and it'll say, do you want to block all the accounts they make? But the only thing is, I deeped it because, again, another fake profile messaged me recently. And if they use another number, it doesn't apply to that. But it's still a win.
Do you find having started music, do you go through motions? Does it affect your mental health ever? And do you go through motion? How do you deal with that? Do you have do you get anxiety, or do you have low periods? How do you deal with that?
I naturally suffer with really bad anxiety anyway, but I think, and then being a musician has made it worse, especially being out there.
Yeah.
It definitely makes it worse. And I think obviously, you have to remember, I think people forget, being an artist, as much as it's fun and games and it looks fun, it's still a vulnerable thing to do. Obviously, it may be over a fast beat. Again, some of my songs from my last EP, Don't, is over quite a fast beat. So to some people, it's it's just a happy song. But if you really listen to it, it's actually about heartbreak. It's quite a sad song. And I think as well, as people forget we're actually human too, and you know, unfortunately with us, it's so I could be going through a breakup, but I have to post like I am fine.
Yeah.
And like, you still need to keep your content game up. You still need to go studio. You need to still be like interacting with your fan base. So it's like, I almost feel like it's harder because you don't have the chance to just go through what you're going through. Mm. And then when you do, it's like, you can't, because like, as I said, in lockdown, I went through like a breakup, but in that breakup, I still had to, I was releasing my first EP. Like, I was under a label. Right. So there was, I was literally on sets crying, but I would still have to, like, All Me Part Two, like, most people don't know, but I was sobbing my eyes out before shooting that. But it's just, even All Me, the first one with Louis, like, I had gone dub that very day with someone I thought. Yeah, so it's like, it's, I think people don't see that because it's like, you want to talk about it, but you don't know how, again, with cancel thing, you just don't know how people are going to take it. Yeah. And sometimes people think you're being like, whoa, me, but not, it's actually what you're going through. So it's, definitely think mental health is very important. That's why I'm like very big on like having a therapist, or like, because therapy is expensive.
Yeah.
But even if it's like having a group of friends that you can just talk to and just be like, okay, these are my people. Like, I can talk to them and they're not going to judge me. Because I think that's a big thing. A lot of people don't want to talk to their friends because they feel judged.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
It's sad that, isn't it? If you feel like you can't, you have no outlet anywhere,
and it's sad because it's probably not people's, like, judgment is human nature. It's not something you wake up thinking, I just want to judge you. It's just, oh, you think, oh, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
like, you know. Yeah,
yeah. No, that's so true, because we talk a lot about like everyone should just face front. Like, we're big on like mind your business and face front. Yeah. But then sometimes I catch myself like online being like, oh, why is she doing that? It's kind of like a natural thing.
It's a natural
thing. But you don't take it that step further of then writing the comment or talking about it because it's not my business.
I had to get rid of a lot of people in my life because I felt like that was happening to me. And now I feel like I have very little. I have a massive family though, but and they're my friends, but I have like, probably like 5 or 6 friends. Wow. And I know they don't judge me. Like, I don't know if, let's say, I don't know, God forbid, my partner cheated and I stayed. They're not going to say to me, why are you staying?
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be like, do you know, we love you. You deserve better.
We'll
but
support you.
We're going to support you through everything. Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, that's the kind of people I want in my life. Obviously, I want people that are going to tell me this is wrong.
As well,
And you shouldn't be doing this, but...
Like, they give the advice and then it's like, look, this is just what you're I'm an saying. Adult. You can take it if you want. If not, that's fine as 100%, well. But as a friend as well, I feel like you do have due diligence.
Of course, you have to say. If they didn't say, it would be like,
It's like, you quite like, at least like try and, you know.
At least try and talk me out of this.
No, I'm laughing at you. Due diligence. You meant duty.
Oh, duty. Yeah, your due diligence. Your due diligence.
I hate you so
much. I don't
think
I have that. I can't pronounce that. Due diligence.
It's really hard. Due diligence.
Due diligence.
It's like a tongue twister.
We say it every week. And we're like, due diligence.
Is it due diligence?
Due diligence.
Due diligence.
Yeah. Is anybody out there? How do you say the word? Word. But yeah, as a friend, I feel like you should, you know, because if my friends aren't trying to like, put me in check as well. It's like, you're my friend.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
You can't have like yes men around you that are not going to check you and be like, oh, you're doing great. It's like, I'm actually moving around.
Yeah.
But like, also as well, not having friends that are going to do the whole, I told you so.
100%. Oh, and we definitely, everybody has an I told you so friend.
And it's like, I don't need that from you. Because I know you told me.
Yeah.
You told me, I know. And I decided to go against it.
Yeah.
Now throw that in my face.
Yeah. But we all have that. Everybody has that one friend that's like, I told you so. It's just life.
I hate that.
I always think you just have to take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Yeah.
In all things.
Take it as it comes.
Ride the wave.
Ride the wave.
This has been so fun.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Really honestly, enjoyed I've really you. Actually, being had a good time.
Thank you. I feel like
it's been
really
one of my
like
most fun little things.
Oh, just vibing.
Yeah, it's good vibes.
It's been very crazy conversation. We have covered
so
a lot.
Around, yeah.
We've really covered a lot. Like, it's mad.
Yeah. Do you think there's anything else you need to let people know? You've got the EP coming.
Got the EP coming. I have a headline show coming this year as well.
Yes.
You guys have to come. Yeah. Yes.
When's that going to be?
I think in September.
Okay.
God willing. So,
September.
I think I saw that. I was looking, going through your Twitter.
Yeah.
And I think I saw that you put you were writing like a manifestation tweet, and that was on there, the headline show.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
I really wanted to do it because it'll be my first one. Because I've always opened for people,
yeah,
but I've never had my own show.
I'm gonna be there with my lad.
Yes, man. Please listen to all the lyrics yes. so you know the words. No, it won't take me long.
It'll take me two days. I'll be great.
I want to cry. I want to sob.
I might even have to get like little merch and just get people my face on it or something.
Tissue. With your face on it.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Oh yeah, because you're gonna need.
I think you've actually just created something. Yeah.
We come with all the creative ideas.
Right. This is. So it's got your face, right?
Maybe the merch can be t-shirts and tissues. And then on the back, it's like
wipe those tears away.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
I definitely need like a t-shirt with like one of the deepest lyrics.
Yeah.
Like whatever it is.
Thank you for the name of the EP because everybody's like, when I say the name, people are like, I've never heard of that. Like, I never even knew it was a phobia.
Yeah, when you said it, I was like, yeah.
No, yeah, I was like,
what
about that? I was waiting for her to explain because I was like, I'm not going to act dumb.
No, but literally, when I was researching, I was like, I was looking up phobias and then there's even, because at first I was thinking I was going to call it, at first it was going to be Forget the Boys and then I was like, I like it, but nah. Mm. Then it was manophobia, which is the fear of being alone.
Oh.
Oh, the phobia of being alone. Then I thought phantophobia because I feel like...
That's deep. Fear of, I feel it.
Yeah. I feel like it's deep.
I'm ready for this merch.
Yeah. I'm ready for the merch.
I'm
ready
to dry my eyes. Now I'm like... I'm like, have a little meeting.
Yeah, I'm going to get up to management. I'm going to get it cracking.
I'm like, I'm going to have to get some merch. But I think, what about if no one buys it?
I'll buy it.
Otherwise, you just do like a cheeky giveaway.
I'll give it to like 10 of my fans.
Yeah, you could like, you're like, you know, have to give some, you know, for like the diehard fans. Keep them sweet.
Here
you go,
babes. Maybe this merch might not be a bad idea, you know.
And you don't have to get like loads of different things. Yeah. You know what I mean? You just like test.
Maybe it
the
could
waters.
Be an EP cover t-shirt.
Yeah.
Phantophobia t-shirt, you know, the like the word with the dictionary
thing.
And then dictionary the tissue
thing. Yeah, I think the
I'm loving the tissue.
Cry
And the, and it'll be Forget the Boys because one of the songs on the EP is called Forget the Boys.
Oh yeah, because you
so
need
wipe your tears to forget the boys. Do you get it?
We just did a lot right now.
Yeah,
we did it.
We got it. Look, it's a movement.
No, we're right. I
love
it.
I love it.
Forget the boys.
Forget the boys. We just have to name this episode Forget the Boys.
Yeah, that's it.
Forget
the Boys. Forget the fucking boys.
Hello. But take me on dates. I
love that. Free food. No energy and a cab home. Thanks.
A cab home, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, I've loved this so much. We've come to that segment of the episode. Item of the week.
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
That's the sound effects.
I was like, oh.
So for anyone that's new here, item of the week is where we all bring our wish list item, fashion item we've been loving, and we kind of share the details with you. And obviously you guys are listening, so if you want to check it out, head over to styleandcitydiaries.com where you can get all the links.
Who wants to go first?
You go. You seem ready.
All right, I am ready. Sorry, hang on. So wait, I just bloody lost it, ain't I? 2 seconds latest. Right, okay. So my item, who is getting all basic? This is really annoying me. Right. So my item is from this American brand called Omighty.
Okay.
And it's this set. Oh my God. And I think I'm actually going to get it because it's actually kind of like in the budget.
Okay.
So, I love that. So I may get, sorry, it's just, sorry, you know me, I'm always late with these things. It's loading up. So it's a 2-piece and it's the Illusion mesh top and
a bit
Illusion
mesh.
Mini skirt.
Let's see.
So the top, I'll just do the prices and I'll show you. The top is $55 and the bottom is $62. So okay. Slim budget, not that bad. So this is what it looks like. Let me show you a girl in it. Oh God. So, sorry. That's an awful picture.
It's like a Zara model picture.
No, literally. Oh, she's not even... Why do people pose like this? Anyways, you can kind of catch the vibes.
Oh, that is really cute.
It's cute, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
actually quite really cute.
Nice.
The skirt is, what's it called? Ruche.
Oh, at the sides.
On the side.
Love it.
Why has no one got a good picture in it? I don't understand what's going on. Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
So it's like
that. Oh,
that's
quite cute.
It's like that.
With a heel.
Yeah, with a heel.
Like a slick ponytail.
Yeah, a heel.
Yeah.
Definitely a heel. Not trainer.
I don't think it's a trainer outfit.
All right, no, it is a heel.
And with a slick ponytail, with a braided ponytail. You have to do a lash.
Yeah.
Defo.
The lashes are there. The nails are clawing.
Yeah.
Fresh set.
The skin is tan.
I would even just glowing. Do a stud, a humble stud. Very humble.
A little, I got my grill in. A young grill. Because Icy Gang. That's the outfit.
I hear you.
Okay.
Like an open toe black heel. Simple.
Just simple. Yeah. Little strap.
I really like that. You should definitely get that.
You should actually get that.
Maybe this should be my... Don't buy it, anyone. I think tomorrow should be my June 21st.
And you're back to the streets.
Yeah, back to the streets.
I need to get on Chloe Ting, bruv.
Yeah. All right. Well, you've done a couple of days. Keep going.
Yeah.
All right, Rebecca, do you want to go?
So my item of the week is actually quite expensive. It's the Dior Saddlebag Blue Toile de Jour Reverse Jacquard. So it's... Because I feel like everyone has the black one.
Yeah.
I quite like this one because it's different.
Yes.
But I really like this bag.
It's such a classic.
Bag.
I'm just popping out.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah, I really like that. Yeah. I really like that bag.
Can't go wrong. How much? How many pennies?
2,800.
Light work.
Look, think about it like this.
If my boyfriend's watching this episode, my birthday's in July.
Get it.
I'm just going to
have 2,800 of your followers gave you £1 each.
Bro.
No, literally.
That's all
you
it
buy
is.
It.
Shout out the followers.
cash out.
Maybe I'm going to have to make a GoFundMe page and just be like, hey, what are we
please
saying?
Please fund my lifestyle.
I'm trying to be happy.
My bag.
They don't tell me these buy things it. Just yet, you know?
Oh, God, not the cash out.
Printing.
Right, so... Mine is shock sunglasses, because in my head I'm on holiday even though it's raining every day.
Love sunglasses.
So these are from a brand called Kuberum. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. They're called X10 abstract lenses. Look at that.
Those are nice.
It's just the abstract. Very like,
those are nice.
It's giving me artistic.
I have to see what it looks like. Yeah.
So they are $387. Oh. I really just think I might get them. Not now. When the sun comes out, but no, they just, I love sunglasses that are just different.
Yeah.
Is that where they're from? I don't know.
Yeah.
I can picture it, right? You're on a beach, you're in Miami.
Yeah.
You've got your bikini on. Mm. You've got that kind of mesh sarong.
Yeah.
Right. You've got maybe a bandana over your head and the glasses, or maybe even not. It's just slicked up and the glasses. The glasses is the main character.
Yeah. The glasses is the main character.
Yeah.
No one cares about anything else.
That is the main character glass. Yeah.
I need them. If anyone wants to buy them for me.
We're going to get PO boxes and we will put our addresses down. And you can DM us if anyone wants to buy these items for us.
Let us know.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me,
guys. So much for coming.
Thank you for having me. I know, it's been so fun.
So again, shameless plug. You can find Rebecca on Instagram at Rebecca Garten.
Yes.
EP is coming out. Headline show, inshallah.
Yeah.
Coming soon. Anything else? We've covered it all.
We've covered everything.
Love that.
Well, we will see you guys next week. It will just be us two next week. Boring. But thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, guys.
See you guys.
See you guys. Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.